Okay, Larry, we are back.
This is the Barry and Larry Show, where we are here as Vestera. We are here as your ally in all matters residential real estate. And you know, we have special emphasis around here and every day of the week and every hour of the week on lower commissions, higher level services, and shorter length contracts. Now, if you select an agent who says, yep, I'll give you lower commissions, yep, I'll give you higher level services, yep, I'll do a short-term contract, you may be underway to having a good agent, but not necessarily, Larry.
That's right. I'd be a little skeptical and ask a few questions to make sure that you're comfortable with what the agent is telling you.
And I was going to say similarly, yeah, prove it. You know how it can be proven? Guarantees. Yeah.
That's an
guarantees.
Idea.
Guarantees. Larry, at Vestera, which is not a real estate brokerage, it insists that the brokerage firms that it works with, that it sends buyers to, will do for investors this kind of a special deal. Investors should not have to sell their property after 12 months. You know, we do analysis on properties, you know, all over the place, and we have we can be accused of overanalysis, but not in detail. It's what we do with it. We overanalyze everything, but we use that detail and that analysis to help the individual consumer. And many times that's working with a buyer agent out of town. But we insist that if that consumer who had a plan, the investor said, hey, guys, you said you picked hot spots that are going to be hot for 3 years, but I had a family situation come up. I need some ready cash. I need to sell that investment. It did every bit as good as you said, and I have to sell in 12 months. Our company gives a written guarantee that that commission will work every bit as hard at that time to sell it and make sure the agent in wherever it is. Maybe it's Raleigh, North Carolina. Maybe it's Columbus, Ohio. Maybe it's us in Colorado Springs. Works every bit as hard, but that commission will be greatly reduced because it was a financial emergency that came up for the consumer. And so there can be some written guarantees where agents will participate in the change economically that occurred for their customers. Larry, that's going way above and beyond the marketplace. And that's where loyalty and fiduciary and commitment and trustworthiness comes into play. So it can happen.
I'll bet, Barry, that you've never heard that kind of a guarantee from any discount broker who tells you how great they are because they charge so little.
Those discount brokers generally, Larry, charge so little and do so little. They love to do what? Cut corners. But the corners they're cutting are corners that are often hurting their own client or customer. It's a shame.
That's right. Absolutely agree with you. It's a shame that we are treated that way by discount brokers. Be careful. Not everybody is going to be quite as honest and forthright as Barry and Larry are.
No, that's true, and we need to say that more often. Many of our callers who are listeners often say, would you say that a little bit more? Okay, we'll say it a little bit more. Not all agents are as trustworthy and loyal and competent as we are. And by the way, we are looking to grow. So if you have interest in being a real estate agent, you've never had a license before, don't even know what real estate school is, give us a call and we will gladly meet with you. Give us a call at 833-442-2779. By the way, that's the same number to register for the up-and-coming hot investor turnkey seminar the last Saturday in January, January 25th. And it is at 833-442-2779. Larry, I have to talk about the train wreck There is a train wreck happening. It's beginning to build up momentum, I'm sorry to say, in the Denver marketplace, in particular the Denver Metro marketplace. And it goes something like this. Hey, sellers, investor or homeowner and home occupant seller, you know what? You just need to know our market has greatly slowed down. You know, there's a halt taking place. As a matter of fact, prices aren't so hot anymore. Real estate values have peaked. I mean, I saw that quote in a particular paper in town. Wait a minute. I happen to have it here. Oh, yeah. It's that paper. The Denver Post. Oh, my gosh. Thursday, January. Oh, my gosh, Larry. It's headlines. Home prices aren't so hot. Metro Denver. Well, guess what? You're not either, whoever wrote that or gave that quote. You're anything but hot, except fools. If a hothead means a fool and a fool means a hothead, then whoever wrote that is a fool and a hothead. However, they're wrong. Every piece of data that we researched this week, not because of that, we research every week, as you regular listeners know, said, oh my gosh, investing in real estate is such a smart thing. You bet it is. And yes, our median price in Denver is what now, Larry? It's at $450,000 to $460,000. That's our median price. Median price in Colorado Springs, it's still hovering around $330,000. Is that median price higher or lower in December as opposed to June? Larry, you know the answer. Is it higher or lower?
It's a little lower.
Yes. Just this year? Is that like a new phenomena?
No, it's been that
every
way.
Every year.
That's right. It's seasonal. There are seasonal effects to the prices of homes.
The median price is in itself an average. It's the midpoint of all the sales that took place that given month, let's say. Okay? It's a number. It's not saying what's going on in your neighborhood. The median price for the last 3 years, I only went back, well, 2 years, if you will. So that's 2019, 2018, and 2017. A combined three-year study showed that the median price went down every December. Okay, but what happened this year, Larry, that was different than the last 2 years? More buyers put homes under contract by far than the last 2 years. That's not a slowdown.
That's right, and it's probably because of interest rates, which is fine. There's always a cause and effect, and interest rates are. I do want to point out, Barry, that the article in the Denver Post is making you go postal.
little bit. Also, the source of the data. It's a mix-up. There was some good data in there. There was a couple bits of good information in there, but the headlines, rather disturbing. So you know what, listeners? Stay tuned to the Barry and Larry Show. Give us a call. Come to the investment seminar. Do get a second opinion. Get a second price analysis. But also, as a seller, you owe it to yourself to get the right marketing plan for your property at the time that you need it sold. And why I'm calling these people buzzards, not the people who wrote that article, not the Denver Post, but real estate agents, buzzards, they're hovering around looking for a vulnerable seller who will accept the fact that Denver's market may be less hot this year than last year and even think that it's slowing down. And then you underprice your home. And if you underprice your home, if any of you hear an agent say to you in the consultation, interview, selection process, the market's really slowing down, please give us a call and we'll come in and give you a second opinion. By the way, maybe 1 in 1,000 times they are correct for your particular home. maybe one in a thousand times they are correct.
That's right. They could be correct because of the area of the city that they're
How many neighborhoods do we have in the Denver metro area, Larry? Remember?
Over 300.
Over 300. How many in Colorado Springs? Over 125. My gosh, just yesterday we were in Colorado Springs looking at a wonderful investment property. And I mean the two neighborhoods closest to this neighborhood are slightly different marketplaces. You cannot put the same criteria for buying a home in any of those three neighborhoods. It's 125-ish neighborhoods in Colorado Springs. So be careful of these generalists who are buzzards looking to get a quick commission and lower your return. Do not lower your return unless it's justified with verifiable in writing market data. And if that market data is pointing downward in your neighborhood, please give us a call because, Larry, everything we looked at says we have over 300 of those neighborhoods showing a rise in value. And again, it's January. Maybe we won't go up as fast this January as last January, but it's a matter of degrees. How far up will this January take us?
I agree completely, Barry. Interest rates are helping to drive some of the energy in the market, and there's no sign that they're going to start increasing again, so we will be enjoying phenomenal interest rates.
Did you ask me what the interest rates are? I think you just did. Well, let's share that news. Interest rates, FHA, VA, 30-year fixed rates for normal, average, you know, decent credit scores, 3 3/8%. 3 3/8% fixed for 30 years. Now, that is with, write this down, no loan origination fee, and no loan discount points. None. Where do we get this information from? Dell and Chad at NBH Mortgage. Thank you, Dell and Chad Weekly, for the updates that you provide us. 3 3/8. No origination fee, no discount points. You know what the term in the business is for that, Larry? That's called par. Rate, par rate, meaning no added cost to bring down the interest rate. Let's talk about conventional rates. They're a tad higher for 10%, 20% down, 30-year fix for conventional primary residence. They're 3 7/8, still a great rate. And now investors' rates have gone down in the month of December from most of the whole year. They were hovering around 4.5%. Oh, by the way, a year ago, they were at 5%. They are now between 4 3/8 and 4 1/4 for good old normal credit scores. And if you have a really high score and a good income and can cover everything at par, you may get as low as 4 1/8%, maybe. Fixed rate for 30 years. So, Larry, good information, and the information is that we're still in a good marketplace. By the way, sign up for the seminar during this break, 833-442-2779. We're going to take our last break, come back with a little bit more market update, and watch out for the buzzards.